In the Greek New Testament, it reads as follows. En archi en o logos, ke o logos en prosto theon, ke theos en o logos. Now, let's break it down. En archi en o logos, en arche en ho logos. In the beginning was the word. In archi, archi, beginning, in, was, o logos, ho logos, the word. This opening phrase establishes the eternal existence of the word from the very beginning. Ke o logos en proston theon, kai ho logos en proston theon. And the word was with God. Ke, kai, and o logos, ho logos, the word en ent ways, pros, with, ton theon, God. This part emphasizes the relational aspect of the word being with God, indicating a close, intimate connection. Ke theos en o logos, kai theos en ho logos, and the word was God. Ke kai, and theos, theos, God en, was o logos, ho logos, the word. This concluding statement affirms the divinity of the word, identifying the word, Jesus Christ, as God himself. In essence, John 1:1 presents a powerful theological statement about the pre-existence, relationship with God, and divine nature of Jesus Christ, the Word. This verse lays a foundational understanding of Christ's role in creation and his eternal existence as part of the Godhead.